between your tefillin and your basa, it doesn't make a difference. Shal yad or shal resh. So we're holding the mishaburus of katan tezvav. Loishno shal resh. Kasav b'sefer machtes hashekel. In the machtes hashekel it says, v'ya alay ha'maisa shal oisin ha'noshim, shemegadlam b'reseyim. Bad is the maisa that these people, that they grow chups. Milvad ki hu derech shachatz v'gaiva. Is gaiva to it? I am ashkasa b'yadei simu kufayin ches. Besides for that, yesh b'isse b'hanachas tefillin. The whole day, you're about gaiva. And besides for that, there's isse b'hanachas tefillin. Why? The kivon de gdolim harbe, since they're very long, lekele meima b'hu hanir b'sai. You can't say that's the normal. B'chaitzitzim. And therefore, it's chaitzitz. So if you have a chup, he's telling you it's chaitzitz. Ayin sham. This is the machzor shekels tiny. Dr. Mishabura of them. Ubalav chatzitza nami, even at chatzitza b'shvil hani sayers hamirubim, I efshel etzamtzim. Shiyum udakin umanochen al mekaimam kadin. Since they're long, sayers, so you can't go ahead and be metzamtzim, that it should be put in the right place.
So if the barber leaves a little bit here, that so you could comb. So if you don't push it down flat,
say again. So the Machzor Shekel said that the problem is, first of all, you're Balgaiva, that's Tamazai, that's nothing to do with here. That's a Shekhan Aruch, you're a day. Then he says that it's going to be Chaitzitz because it's long. What does that mean, it's going to be Chaitzitz? What does long have to do with Chaitzitz? What is the length of the Chaitzitz?
It says.
The Pshat is Pasha. The Pshat is because since it's
not the
norm.
It's not the norm.
That means you hear, let's say. No, there's a limit to the norm. You hear, let's say it's this big, right? And now you went this big. So let's say, so now that much, if your film is over this part, that's Chatzitza. Right? Because it doesn't, the hair that doesn't belong to be that large. So now if it goes over that part, it's Chatzitza. That's the first thing.
No,
right?
Somebody
forgets
to take
a break,
self-conscious.
No, so that's something normal. I'm saying there has to be something abnormal. You have to know what's normal or what's not normal. But something which is abnormal, which is very long, that's called a chatzitza automatically. It means even though it's growing like that, you're not doing anything. But the fact that it's longer, so now the tefillin is going to be laying on parts which don't belong to be as hair. So therefore, that's considered a chatzitza. And then it says that the stamazai, it's rather pretty difficult to put it on the right place. That you have to know what's the problem. Why, if it's long hair, it slips, mistama. It's on the hair, right? If it's long hair, mistama slips. So therefore, that's why you have to be careful with having chups. Okay, I don't think it's such a type of thing anymore, is it?
What does that mean, chups?
No, what you have.
So what does it mean? What does it mean? It means extremely...
I was going to say what Meshi has.
No, what does it mean? It means extremely large hair?
So yeah, that's whatever shleikadach. I'm saying. I think
some might think that. Some say that it would be less obviously.
This is here or there. I'm saying, how long is he here?
I don't think it was long. It was long.
No, it's
talking about the back here.
Push it down.
What?
Obviously, Chassidish places have right. They're more makbid, right? So what's right, the hadar?
No.
What's
no, what? So for what else is normal? That's Hani Rebbe Sai. We need what's Rebbe Sai. We're worried about chatzitza now. Gaiva, we don't know. So I'm saying, if it's that long, then we'll say gaiva also. I'm saying, but what we're dealing with is chatzitza and chatzitza. So what's normal by us is considered normal.
So if he comes nakutuk, the little bit of hair that he has over there,
that's a problem. Side, yeah, that's not
then
a problem.
Brushing
the side is always a problem. When you put on your tongue, just go like this. You don't have to brush.
But especially put some gel.
You don't even get now comb now putting your tongue back. That's not what has to be done. Don't be those people. You just go and
because they have the comb, they're combing it.
Coming out other way, right? Yeah.
Yeah. The problem also is if you put on hair gel, the gel will be chatzitza.
So what's the whole argument? To those that argue that you shouldn't, they're just viewing what it means. What's normal?
Right.
That's the whole naf kamina.
That's really the naf kamina. They also agree that you don't need a zero because in 3 weeks they don't have the zero either, right? So, but they have a different dag on what's considered long. Yeah. So the Mishabura Tezayin by Yitzuis, the Ramah said, V'dafka b'tvilin al-Yitzuis en lahakbid. V'achaynim kasvu de'ein l'hakel riak b'makim makrichas. The Achayim said that not all the makim ha'atzuis, only the makim ha'kriches throughout over here, through your arm, that's where you should be makbid. Av mashashayach l'akshir yesh l'achma af b'atzuis. That's where there's a machlokes. But the kshir itself, around your, where you're holding your tefillin, that's zichem makbid. That no one says you can be makel. It's only l'gabe the makim ha'kriches. Be'im shayah, be'im shayash. The kshir over here, and the kshir of the shayad over here, that for sure can be a chatzitza. Because of techachas megula amanicha tefillin al gabei pei anachis, hanikur pyrika. People that I skipped.
No, it's not part of the Arizal. It says that the kriyas are part of the shir.
Yeah. We'll see. That the people that are that have it to pay. Mafilim yakir tzu amunach al pei anachis. You have to be makbid on making sure that it's considered a hefsek. Come on, kamash with the mug of oil, mechay adam, mesh the makab bereisha. If you have a wound on your head, reakim kaim shir tuis menachem, v'leivim kaim maktitza. And the place, you have a band-aid on the place where the tuis are, but not where the back says, mutla in the nich, the tuis agabes matutin, shalamaki, you let her put the tuis on top of the band-aid. Oy agabe kaive adak, a thin hat. L'varach afagav shiyesh b'chatzitza ben the tuis. Why keeping the b'mokim a chatzitza and a chatzitza? The ma'aser, the place in the back, there's no chatzitza. So b'mokim shasat chak, you can be makel. V'chem b'shal yad v'yesh le'maka. I feel b'mokim hekav hakeshes yisav v'yada. Even around the, if you have a cast around your arm, even around the cast, but at least the box is on your hand, is on your arm. Then mutar lo laniach haguf hekav hakeshes agabes matutin levar. Ach b'zeh yizor l'chaseh m'maylo. This is kind of chala ois, v'lel ha'chem ois. Shayad, you have to cover. So now, what's negayah to us is if you still wear a watch, and could you wear it with the tefillin on? With the tuis on?
I just said, yeah, but
so over there, it's after the krichas. The Mishabur just said the krichas, I mean, a lot of times. Right, so the watch is afterwards. What? Right. No, I'm saying even if you want to be makbid, right, he says the in the hakel abu mashiach shi yitzachem arutzis. But the mess, there are days that hold over here. You are mukhiv to be makbid. Ariza. So the shaila is if you want to be makbid on that, yeah, the Ramah says not. But the mess, so the shaila is should you be makbid on a watch? If it's after the seven krichas, the zikha very stark makbid to makel. I don't know why you wouldn't want to take it off. But let's say chayes, why would you going to lose it? You have an expensive watch. You're sitting in the airport, and you're worried someone's going to take it from you, during Shemana Esra, then it's 100% mutter to keep on. People take it off. That's the metzias, because you don't want any chatzitza b'chal, because there are some days that hold even, there's some divrei kabbalah that hold even the three on the finger is part, even they would, some people would do that even before they put in the shalresh. I think Tzanz does that. They would do everything. That's also part of what's needed. So that means even before they put in the shoresh, it's not considered a hefsek. So I say it's needed. It's another, when they say that the things are makbid. But akapanim, zicha, any time that that's needed, you could go ahead and after the shavu krichas for sure, you can have you keep your watch on.
You can't
put
the guy has a
cast all
the way up his arm, so you can't put
the
tefillin there.
A tefillin there, yeah. That's
the question
is to
put it on his other
arm. Right, we'll speak about that later. Sif hey, Adam shu alul lenazilus. The person that's alul in azilus, what does that mean? Dr. Mishabur, alul in azilus. Pirish yesh le machayv. Oy mechush b'roishay. He has a sickness. V'migal roishay yazik le kriyas. If he's gonna take off his hat or his yarmulke, whatever it is, he's gonna get too cold and it's a sickness. Kivan shu onus yachal lismech al rashi b'desvi le de'en chashash b'chatzitza. Since this guy's einus. So you can be samech on the Rashba that holds that's no chashash chatzitza. But lenema ben enecha l'saim le'makim. It doesn't have to mean literally on your skin. It just means to show you where to put it. Mushum l'chal l'ayis v'lay l'achayim l'ayis. L'akab etilin charyash. That if I care, it should be seen. The b'ruch sivir yol kalam ha'yoyetz k'shem ha'shem nikir alecha. M'kom ha'kam tzorach l'chasim ne'ayoyim shenim yed m'shu onus. Cover it over that people should not think that you're allowed to do this. The only reason why you're allowed to do it is only atzaynus. So Nachum, Adam Shu'al Lenezilus, he has this sickness. that if he uncovers here, he's going to get sick. So he keeps on his hat or something like that. If you're going to tell him to put this tefillin shayosh on his basa, he's not going to put it on the klal. So yesh lahatu lo laniach tefillin shayosh ala kaiva, dak, to put it on a thin hat, hasamach l'rosh, v'yichasim, but cover over l'nei, and people shouldn't see that that's what you're doing. Zakter ma, v'amanichim edach zeh lo yivarech al shayosh. If you do it like this, you should not make a bracha on shayosh, yakivarech shayad, laniach on the shayad, you should make laniach and not the shayosh. Even us that hold, the mechaba holds, you only make one bracha. But the neashkenaz that hold, you make two brachas, only make the shayad and not the shayosh. Zakt the mishaburus of cotton yitches, tvil shayosh. V'myesh le'maka b'yad, b'maka manachas akzitza, v'amaka mispashetes b'chol akibaris. If you have a maka shayad and the maka goes till where the place you put it, you have a cast, mutar lo laniach al ha'ratiya amlay sagi b'lav achi. You should put it on the cast, but v'lo yivarech. Does that have a place with the chatzitza paiselas? Yivarech shtayim al shoresh, you'll make two brachas shoresh because elbas him chavav baga. Achil ba al atvila shayad mamayla beged acha kedei lechaseisam. Make sure you cover it. Achsi b'hu v'ayu lechal ha'ois. Mishin lechal ha'ois lo lechem lais. V'davka al ha'ratiya. Only on the bandit. Avla niach tvil nachalukai. But to put it on your clothing, Yeshem the Asa Philip Yeshem Makkah, Philip Nilu Vishal Begacha, over there, even if you have a Makkah, even if you have a Beganacha, you still should not go ahead and put it on the top of the Began.
What's that so now, what? Meaning if you put that on top of the Bandit?
Yeah.
So we're handling with someone's going to be Makkah, he's going to get Makkah.
Yeah, the Bandit. So now, the Shaila is the mindset, so what do you do with a cast? So, it's a big machlok, it's a paiskim. Some hold that a cast is too thick that it can't become batel to yiguf. And some hold that it could become. That means the whole reason why we're giving a heter a tea is only because it becomes batel to yiguf. But a cast can't become batel to yiguf, it's too thick. So therefore, many paiskim hold that a cast, you would not be doing this.
So you would only punch
only punch
they have no. New kinds of cast. They are thin and hold it. And so if people knew the halacha, when they got a cast and they were thinking, they would get.
I haven't seen that cast yet, but it could be when it just came out, Mamish.
No, people don't want to pay extra for it, so almost no one gets it.
I don't know about this. Okay. Well, I think you're referring to a boot. Are you referring to a cast? You know, when sometimes you don't need a cast, you wear like a thing on your hand.
A brace.
It's called a brace, yeah. Okay, fine. So he's telling you that if you have a wound and you're wearing a Band-Aid, then it's okay. Right. Zicha, you have a Band-Aid on your finger, on your hand, you don't have to take it off. Don't be machma. Yeah. Hakaveh adak, a thin hat, hakaveh ava asla nicham. No. Over there we're saying, yeah. Oh, no, Zayin Kichas also can make it. This can make it also. Above the Zayin Kichas. Hakaveh adak, aval hakaveh ava asla nicham. That's what I was telling you about a cast, that the whole hat is really just as thin, so it can be bottled to the goat, but a cast is thick. That's what many places can hold it. You can't. Oh, so he's saying a different song. That's what we're going to get to. We put the makam shalosh. That's, you can't, you push it one over the place. Yak yivarech. If you could, to wear it just chach by kishma and tefillah without any chatzitza b'chlal. Okay, we'll stop here.